Good evening, everybody. I observe all protocols because we don't have time. The time is 15 and it's too short. I'm talking about challenges and opportunity for STI Agenda for Africa 2030, the role of high education institutions. Then I will have to run the content from introduction to conclusion. In a brief I can just define what we know what science is, but I want us to see the interrelationship between or among science, technology, and innovation. We know that science is an organized study of the universe and this environment through subjects like physics. I mentioned physics, not because I'm a physicist, but we don't have time to tell you what physics is all about in our life. Then mathematics, chemistry, and what have you. Then it is the basis of science, technology, and innovation in all nations. And again, technology is the application of this scientific knowledge to our practical purposes. And innovation implies change, breakthroughs, new ideas, and what have you. Then, what is the role of this high institution? Because if they are not supposed to be doing or they are not doing anything, we cannot be mentioning them. Many conferences I have attended and I've presented some papers right from last year to this year emphasizes revitalization of higher institution curricula and what have you. So it is not for nothing that we are trying to do that. Then what do we need? We need new sets of values and new frames of mind to be able to introduce innovation, because that's what we need. And then where do we get this? It is in universities and higher institutions. So we cannot run away from that. So what are these challenges? If we would have new frame of mind and then we also have new ideas, then we can tackle these challenges. There are too many. I have to mention but the few. What are these major challenges? One, poor infrastructure, because environment influences learning and teaching processes. If we are in a dilapidated building, I bet you we are just buying low productivity in our education. We are heading nowhere. Then the culture, people think that culture has nothing to do with our science. It is lie. It has everything to do with science. If I have time, I have to prove that culture is the basis of science in every nature, in every nation. Now, innovation, we cannot overemphasize that. Then we have lack of fundamental basic research. We all want science, application of science, to put food ready on the table without suffering, without asking, how did I come here using plane? It is the work of Archimedes' principle, a physicist. But these days, we want everything fast, transfer of technology. That is not research, and that is not technology. And then poor science policy. The people who draw our policy, science policy, I wouldn't say that they are not enlightened, but they are dormant in trying to see actually what do we need to improve our technology, science and technology. Rather, surprisingly, you will be surprised that some of us, sorry to say that, when we get to that post from our universities, we behave as those that are already seated there without, I don't know why. So, other challenges include lack of transparency, not in all, in some of these researchers, and then laxity and non-dedication of research of the researchers to their work. We are not going to be producing things if we are not committed, dedicated to our research. And then we blame the government, but not all of us, I say. But when you see the dedicated ones, the government do not acknowledge, do not recognize them. They do not encourage them. No funding, nothing. They suffer in their lab and almost die in their lab without anybody trying to encourage them. And that is one of the biggest challenges that are facing academia in all their institutions. And if you do that, will they produce? No. The result is brain drain, which we don't want to encourage at all. Then lack of fund and facilities. Then non-conducive atmosphere. No encouragement to financing of fundamental research, as there is no definite evidence, like I've said, of putting food on the table or immediate result. Once you can get that, forget it. Africans in particular concentrate only on the application and consumption of existing technologies for immediate benefit. That should not be. This is not the meaning of research and technology. Then, general societal misconception. Some people in the society believe that they are suffering or they are going to suffer the indirect negative effect of science and technology. And therefore, they are reluctant to accept that. Part of people in my country, they still do that, but I won't mention names. And that is where we have the Boko Haram, what they fight this Western education and technology and science. And the worst is lack of collaboration. Research collaboration. We cannot work in isolation. Lock up your lab and do it yourself. It will not be as effective as when you collaborate with other researchers, be it from Western, intra or inter. It yields more fruit, whether we believe it or not. I don't want to mention the area where learning and teaching process was going on in this dilapidated building. What are we expecting from this building? Low productivity. Or, because we have said it, environment influences learning and teaching. Then we come to culture. Culture has a big role to play in both local, regional, and global sustainable development. I am happy. All fingers are pointing one direction. What is that direction? Sustainable development. We don't just talk about development. It has to be sustainable. What is that? Because it takes care. It meets the needs of the present and also has the ability to, it doesn't compromise the ability of the future generation to meet their own needs, and that is perfect development. We don't talk about sustainable development when we are not encouraging what will happen in future, but mostly in our African countries, what we want to, let's eat today and die today. We don't think about our future generation, and it is very bad. It has to do with human appreciation of each other and natural resources around us. How are we appreciating each other? As scientists, science is supposed to be open, loving, and what have you, but I tell you, it is not what you are seeing. We don't appreciate each other, whether we like it or not. I'm saying the truth. And if you don't appreciate somebody that is also a scientist like you, how do you appreciate the work? And how do you have to contribute to the work you have not appreciated? And again, how do you not appreciate your surroundings? Which is why we are suffering ecological non-appreciation, and we damage them. So please, let us rethink. It has to do with role and significance of culture are not considered in our African schools. Look at our curriculum or curricula. Nothing like culture being portrayed in that curricula. And how do you expect development to appear? Because I have said it, it has to do with our own appreciation around, for people around us and our ecology. And also, we have neglected it. But now we have seen that we have to mind the increase in ecological damage and also our economic and social challenges. We have to put our culture into place if we want to achieve development, sustainable development. I mean, not just development. It helps to make development much more relevant to the needs of the people. That is what culture does. And again, of course, the innovation, so you can see that it is very important for tackling these challenges because we don't have time. Man, since his creation, has always overcome various challenges of nature and dominated his environment because they are for his ability to innovate. That's what we are seeing there. And then local, for example, the local innovation are required for attaining local needs like tropical diseases. We can get our cue from that. And innovation drives economic growth. We have to note that. And addresses socio-economic. Did 5 minutes left?
Yeah, you've already taken 10 minutes.
I don't understand. Okay, look at our beautiful economy and ecology, which we destroy almost every day, cutting and burning. Then we talk about social, environment, and economy. When the social, environment, and economic are in next equilibrium, then you can talk about stability. The basic research, of course, ability of people to unfold imagination, and then intensive effort in research. We require motivation, determination, perseverance, patience, among other things. These are the part of collaborative research work going on both in Spain and Nigeria. Then science policy. government of Africa, African countries, we should put in place mechanism for coordinating STI and research and development effort. University and higher institution need to enforce this. And emphasis should be laid on need for coherent, systematic, comprehensive approach to determining technological problem and its implementation. And then opportunity, careful exploration of our local environment to source for our local resources is very important, such as health, mineral, and what have you. Encourage self-reliance, self-employment, and non-employment issue will have been addressed. Then strategy. Scientists in African countries should be encouraged to engage in international and national collaboration, particularly with more advanced countries. Most developing countries should participate in the development and innovation in science and technology. Then young ones should be encouraged to develop interest in science and technology when still young. That is, catch them when they are young. They will develop interest in choosing career in science and technology. And our science and technology curricula should be revisited to reflect our societal need. Role and significance of culture should be considered in drawing curricula in science and technology, both secondary and tertiary institution. Innovation has a very vital role in our development. It drives economic growth and address social economic challenges, hence should be highly and properly considered in our curricula. The university is expected to offer quality education, which is holistic and necessary tools for education for sustainable development that we need. This involves social, economic, and environmental context. There exists interlinkage between these factors that quicken sustainable development and courses offered in higher education and higher institutions. Better scientific future for Africa can be achieved through efficient educational strategies based on innovation and basic research, cultural practices which incorporate networking and adequate funding, and also training to collaborative work, research work, and training of young ones. Way forward is that the role of university, they have to implement the strategies suggested to them. It is there, the strategies. If they suggest, if they implement that, then everything will be fine. African universities and higher institutions must face challenges of making STI training work for us. Success of universities on this will then make SD in Africa a reality, not just a concept. We need to be open and have spirit of teamwork, no antagonistic attitude, no disunity, tribalism, and what have you. It is time we fight to see all our suggestions and ideas implemented. We have always have lofty ideas, but implementation has always eluded us. What do we do about this? Great Africans and colleagues, what do we need? We need action, and we need to rethink. We need implementation. Then we are there. If you tell me that every 2 years or every year we gather here and talk and talk and talk and go, it is not going to be useful. We are going to, some of us, penetrate the government, sell these ideas to them, and let it work. It's not, I've been to many places, but each time we come again, we talk on the same issue, and we go back. It will not work. We have to do something. I love my culture. Thank you very much.